Sudan's Northern Army today has vowed to hold territory it seized over the weekend in disputed oil-producing region of Abyei. The UN Security Council and Secretary General have demanded an immediate end to military action and withdrawal. Northern tanks rolled into the town of Abyei Saturday night, scattering southern troops that were there as part of a joint security unit on a move that has threatened to reignite the country's civil war. Father Peter Suleiman is a parish priest in Abyei. He told Emer McCarthy that the population there has fled for fear of militias who are attacking villages in the area.
People were very afraid. There was a fear in the area. People were expecting fighting because this time they came in big number and they managed to get into the town and they conquered the whole area.
Can you explain to us why Abyei is such a contested area between the north and the south? And can you talk to us about what the people of Abyei want?
The area is belong to the Denka chiefdom and the other residents who are in the area. But it seems now we took a political wing because of the oil in the area.
Now, the south has voted for independence from the north, which is supposed to take place in July.
People of Abyei, they wanted to be part of the south. They don't like to go with the north. Because originally they are from south. Abyei was taken to the north politically. It seems now the north government, they are discovering that there is advantage in that area. Apart from their natural resources which are in the area, they should think of the lives which are disturbed throughout. Also, we need to talk to the humanitarian people to find out where are these people, at least to assist them. And also, we ask you to keep us in your prayers.